Radio. That's 12radio.com, changing the way we listen to the world. And you are listening to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Colmar. Like I said, 12radio, changing the way we listen to the world. And I'm running a little behind due to technical problems, which can happen via computer at times. But thank you for tuning in. If you're still on listening to the show, that would be wonderful. And my topic tonight is the karma of money and wealth. And but before I get there, before I start my show tonight, I'd like to mention to you that I'm available on 12listen.com as a psychic and a medium, so please give me a call over there. And also, check out my website. That's jimcolmar.com, and it kind of keeps you up to date with what I'm doing and what I do for people also. But let's start this show. It's, since it's a shortened version, won't be taking calls in the show. We're just going to go straight through. And so let's start talking about the karma of money and wealth. Let me start off with this one. You may feel that the distribution of wealth in the world is unfair. I mean, let's say your neighbor has lots of money and you have very little. So you might fear that it's, you might feel that it's unfair as far as that goes. And the question is, what is wrong here? Why are people born into wealth and others are born into poverty? That's a really good question. Why do you have to compare yourself or compare what others have? Why do you have to compare you to what others have around you? And maybe that's living in this materialistic world of ours, but you still don't have to compare you to anybody. Just know that. And it's, you know, you could say comparing yourself in lack and abundance, comparing yourself like you have lots of it, good. You can compare yourself to other individuals in that term or in those terms. But if you're comparing yourself with, let's say you have lack, you don't have enough money, or you want more, or whatever it is. The question is, do you mismanage your money? Do you have to create enough so that there's plenty for you? You know, that's kind of a mindset there. The mismanagement part is the physical part of you doing your daily living every day. But do you create enough to have plenty in your life? Or do you want to create more in your life so there's plenty? Remember, all money, you could say all money is the resources of abundance and supply. So money is the resources of abundance and supply. It comes from one source. And I'm just going to say it, and that is creation, God. And think about this. God is infinite wealth. Just look at the night sky. Just look at the beautiful planet we live on. That is infinite wealth in front of us. And so I believe that we are all children of God. And since we are all children of God, it is time to get your inheritance. Think about that concept. It is time to get your inheritance here. Look in, you could say, look to the abundance of nature around you. Like I said, look at the night sky. Look at the day sky. Look at where you live, how beautiful you in a place, how the area compels you to do certain things. And so by looking at, you could say, the abundance of nature, this is available to you. This is available to me. This is available to all of us. And the creator of abundance has a very, you could say, genius, ingenious nature, a genius. Let's call creation genius. And the spiritual aspect of God is the energy of God, the energy of divine abundance. So let me repeat that. The spiritual aspect of God and the energy of God is divine abundance. So there's a spiritual aspect, you could say. The spiritual is how you connect. And do you connect? Let me ask you this. When you're thinking about abundance in your life, are you connecting with your, you could say, into the divine abundance of the universe? You might consider it. If you are having issues or you want to create more, let's say you have enough but you want more. Nothing wrong with that. There's plenty of it out here. Plenty of abundance, plenty of everything. More than enough to for everyone in this beautiful planet of ours to have what they need. And think about wealth creation as you being in harmony between you and the world. Think about your wealth creation as you being in harmony with you and the world. And the question is, the next question is, why are you wealthy and others are poor? And the answer to that, this is, you could say, the easiest answer in the world. This is all about free will. This is all about your will and what you want to create while you're in this, your beautiful body. So what is that? Think about that. What is abundance to you? Is it having, $1 million in your checking account? Well, if that's abundance, then go on about creating it. Is it having everything you need and more? Go on creating it. Or if you're not creating it, start creating it. And what I mean is, look at the abundance of creation around you. Tap into the abundance of creation around you and tap into your creative aspect on how to create more. And like I said, think of wealth creation as being in harmony with you and the world around you. And like I said, why are you so wealthy and others are poor? Well, this is all about free will. Karmically, we're all equal. But spiritually, we are all equal. So karmically, we're all equal. Spiritually, we are all equal. And we are all evolving spiritually at each moment of our lives. At each moment, we take a breath in and breath out. You could say we are evolving spiritually, karmically, spiritual karmically speaking, that is. And there are people, you could say, that have done, better jobs at expressing prosperity principles. And the principles are is, if, you know, a simple principle would be, if I believe it, I can have it. Now, take that principle. If I believe it, I can have it. Now, when I say that, I've been working on this for a number of years. I really believe it, but you could say I've been working on it for a number of years. I don't doubt that statement. When I say that statement to myself, you could say it's anchored inside of me. So you might, consider anchoring something inside of you like, well, I could do a better job in creating prosperity in my life. And prosperity comes in all forms. It's just not money. So just know that. And maybe you have all the money in the world, but you don't have the rest of the stuff that goes along with it that makes your life relaxing, positive. I can go on and on and on here. So the question is, some people might do, you could say, a better job at expressing their prosperity principles. But this is not about equality or inequality. It's about effort, intelligence, and skills of you as an individual. Your effort, your intelligence, and your skills of you as an individual. No one else can, you know, if you, let's stick with the money thing. Let's use that as an example. If you're having money problems, isn't it time you do something different? And what I mean by doing something different, think about it differently. So you could say be more attractive or have money come to you easier, frequently, all the time. It never stops. You sleep, it comes, when you're sleeping, money is coming to you. So think about it in terms like that. And it's also just apply yourself to your financial situation. And what I mean by that, make the changes. See what happens. and make the changes is thinking about it differently, acting upon it differently, and being it differently. Being it is like, what do you own about your money and wealth problems? Is it satisfactory at this time? Well, if it isn't, isn't it time to think about it differently, take different steps, maybe get a different job, or maybe create a business, open your own business? So you could say the unlimitedness of that is as far as I want to take it. If I do my own thing, well, there's one way of dealing with it. But if you don't want to do that, think about how you want to create, what you want to create, and you're going to go out in the world and you're going to get it because you are certain that it's going to happen. It may happen. It may not happen. When you go out and look to change something financially in your life, I want you to see it differently. I want to see yourself differently, be different. Have these thoughts, you know, maybe go back into the memory files and what thoughts do I have about my wealth, my money? Are they positive? Or do I have any? Are they negative? Well, do an inventory. See where you are, how that feels to you. And it's like, make the changes, see what happens. And okay, let's go. What about the money karma? Well, it's your financial conditions, you can say. And what situation were you born into? Your money karma. Were you born into a wealthy family? Were you born into a average family? Were you born into a poor family? You could say this is your financial climate on how you view the world financially and how you view your wealth. The question is, are you worthy of creating all the wealth that you need to take care of your needs, your family needs, and more? Because when you're, you know, think about this, when you're creating wealth for yourself, money, wealth, the karma of it all, you got to be open to it, for one. You say, I can change the way I view it, but you still have to be open to it. And even though, let's say you were born into a poorer family, and what about the karmic lessons? Well, I believe that these conditions are designed to make you a better individual, to make you a better wealth producer for you and your family, for whoever you need to create wealth for besides yourself. And I believe that this helps your spiritual growth. And I think that the conditions that I produce, that you produce in this situation, let's say the financial situation, we are best served in our spiritual journey here. You could say it's a spiritual adventure here. So I just want you to think of money just not as paper, just not as a bunch of greedy people trying to get as much as they can. I want you to take a spiritual view of money and how you feel about your funds. Are you happy about your funds? Are you dissatisfied about your funds? Are your funds endless, never running out? Let's call them super reserves. Super reserves. You'll have them forever, in other words. And so the karmic lesson of money is to learn its value and how to manage it. That's the lesson here. The spiritual aspect of your journey, think about the spiritual aspect of money and this, how you relate spiritually to abundance and money around you. So the karmic lesson of money is to learn its value and how to manage it. So you're always going to have it. You're not going to go, go on a spending spree and then you regret it 3 days later when you have no money left. Well, that's, you could say, the karmic lesson is to learn the value and to manage it. And this way you can earn your prosperity through your own efforts and actions. You're not depending on inheritance of your family. Are for that matter, anything else. You're not depending on the government to support you. You're not depending on your family to support you. You're doing this on your own through, you know, learning your karmic lessons about your money, about the value of it and how to create it, how to manage it, how to be in a positive vibration or energetics with what you're creating. And one thing about money, we do live in this physical world. Obtaining money allows us, all of us, you and I, to pursue our life's purpose because we need money to barter, to buy, to get what we need, such as food, such as paying for heat, air conditioning, depending on what climate you live in. And there are different reasons why you want to obtain money. There are many reasons why. One is to support your basic life needs. Like I said, that's a good thing. You're supporting yourself. You're feeding yourself. You live in a nice home. Your home is your sanctuary. Therefore, it's great to come home. You got food on the table. You can take care of your family. You can even help others that are less fortunate than you. And there's also the other part of money, to obtain money for the power and the luxury that you can buy if you create hundreds of millions of dollars. Let's say you have this revolutionary idea that changed, that's going to change the world, and a year later you're worth $1 billion, let's say. So another thing here is have a certain goal in mind, what you want to create. In this case, create whole new intentions about your world. Create a friendlier intention about the world, knowing that you are in harmony with you and the world around you. Therefore, whatever it takes, it's just going to be easy to create your financial, to improve your financial situation. Or if you're born with a lot of wealth, maybe it's time for you to be kind and generous to people who are less fortunate than you. And that is a good thing. When you create wealth and you create a lot of wealth for you and your family, you could say, karmically speaking, as you give it to charities of your choice because they support your ideas about the goodness of the world, well, you're definitely, you could say, increasing your abundance right there. You're increasing in the present life, in future incarnations. You're definitely going to come back, you could say, with wealth. With wealth creation, with the ease of creating wealth in your life, the ease of creating that money that you need to live, to pay for your basic needs. And, you know, some of us, not all of us, but some may complain about others. We don't have to work hard. You know, some complain about others. Yeah, we don't have to work hard. Money comes easy to us. So, you know, others will complain, and there are some people that will say, I don't have to work hard for it because it's so easy for me to create my money, my capital, my funds, whatever, however you feel about your what you're creating, the wealth that you're creating on a day-to-day basis. And some people, you know, like, you could say the wealthy people, you could say at the top of the heap there, at the top of the pile, that are billionaires, multimillionaires, whatever, it goes on and on and on. You know, it's, if you're angry at those people, don't be angry with them. Embrace them. Embrace their philosophies of how they create their wealth. Maybe you can tap into the same thing what they did. Think about it. Be inspired by people that have created, you could say, wealth on their own and see how they did it. Read about it. You know, think about these ideas. Think about it differently. And some people might be suspicious of wealthy people. How did you get your wealth? They're thinking, oh, did you rip somebody off or something? Well, you could say nowadays, people are thinking in those terms. Not always, but some people are. And what's the big deal? Just let them be. Just use them as an example to elevate your prosperity, your wealth. See what they did to create their wealth, and how was it? Was it a long time? Was it a short period of time? Because sometimes incredible wealth can be created in a very short period of time, where other times it might take 5 years. Let's say you create a company, and 4 years later you sell it, and you started from zero, your company, and then let's say 5 years, 4 years later, that company is valued at $500 million. I'll just throw that figure out there. Wouldn't that be a good thing? You could say, now money is easy. Money's always easy. It's how you look at money that makes it difficult. And also, you know, the people that were born into wealth, you could say they've earned it. They've earned the right to be born into a wealthy family or whatever, or wealth in general, because you could say they've earned it on a karmic soul level. And you can do this too. You know, it's not that difficult. It really isn't. Life is easy, and you could say, so is this. And another way obtaining wealth for yourself is exploring your talents. What talents do you have? What abilities do you have that you haven't used ever or maybe in a long time? Think about your soul. Let's go on a soul level here. As you create wealth in this lifetime, and as you, let's say you create enough abundance and wealth that you have lots of it, more than enough to live on way beyond this lifetime, and then you start sharing it with the less fortunate by helping people maybe get, like, if they're addicted to drugs or alcohol for that matter, maybe you can help charities that deal with that. So they become better for themselves and they become better for society. You see, when you start creating wealth and you start giving it to charities that you feel are going to make the world a better place, then your wealth is going into places and helping people far beyond you could ever imagine. And so we're talking about, like, people are born into the wealth. Well, they've earned it, you could say, on a karmic soul level. And you can do it in this lifetime. What I'm saying is start creating your own personal wealth. And then don't stop. Don't be satisfied with whatever. Let's say $10,000. Don't be satisfied with $100,000. Don't be satisfied with $1 million. I mean, be happy about it. It's coming, and be grateful, and be, you could say, loving it. You know, let's use that expression. But when you start, you're here to, what I believe is, to continually to go on and create more wealth. Because as you create more wealth, you're creating wonderful things for people. Maybe you're creating jobs for people. And then they start creating their own wealth as they work. So, don't put down the wealthy people. Be a wealthy person. And if, let's say you do make a lot of money and, you are making a lot of money at this time, nothing wrong with that. Don't attach guilt to it. Attach love to it. And then if you feel like donating, donate. If you don't feel like donating, don't donate. That's up to you what you want to do with your funds, what you accumulated. And let's go on another soul level about wealth. You know, here I am talking about, so you're born into a wealthy family. Well, on a soul level, you have elevated yourself on a karmic soul level there. Okay, so in other words, your ability to handle wealth through several lifetimes, you could say, have brought you up to the ease of just being born, and all you have to do is just kind of hang out and do what you do as a wealthy individual. And so you could say on this soul level, you can allow great wealth to accumulate. And there are some people, successful people, that might have, you know, created lots of money and then they go bust. But people like that have a tendency to recreate themselves and create more money. So let me use that as an example. Let's say you have an idea and it didn't work. Well, don't let that slow you down, because a lot of successful people have claimed bankruptcy, have lost it all, but they managed to come back and they managed to recreate their wealth and the wealth again. So if you can do it once, you can do it twice, you can do it three times, you can do it 100 times. Just know that. And it's also about you using the funds that you are creating in a healthy, productive way. And so healthy and productive. Maybe you have the karma in past lives where your soul has shown, you could say, generosity and kindness. Well, when you come with that attitude on a soul level, the tendency is to create wealth, to create everything you ever needed and more. And how about your present life? How about past merits? You know, like presently, all the wonderful things you've done up to this point in your life. You know, like, think about you climbing the greater heights here by you, and you take the wealth that you're making, let's say you're born into, and you're going to create greater good. But let's say you're not born into wealth, but you created the wealth. You're also creating, you say, greater good for the world in that matter. So every time a successful individual creates wealth in this world, wherever you are on this beautiful planet of ours, you're creating good. You're creating, you could say, making the world a better place. Because now maybe what you're creating has created umpteen jobs for people, and they're creating their wealth. And let's say their wealth, they start sharing their wealth, as in other words, they're going out and buying food and things like that. So from one action that you take, it could have an effect of 10,000, you could say 10,000 different effects and for 10,000 different people. And you always got to think the positive aspect of money here. Like I said earlier, think about how good it is. Money is not your God. Money is just a way to get what you need in this world. And God created us, and God created us to be abundant, to be loving, to be caring, to get what we need, to get what we want. Success is the easy part. Because when you believe that divine power is flowing through you to create your needs and your wants, well, it's just the easier way to get there. And another thing here, let's say you create something incredible and then you become extremely wealthy. Let's call it great wealth, like I was calling it a few minutes ago. And you could say, when that happens, let's say you're average, you know, like average person, you're not poor, you're not rich, but you're in between. And all of a sudden you have it all. You can have whatever you want anytime, any place. It wouldn't matter. You could say it's good to overcome your ego. In other words, go spend your money, have fun, enjoy it. Be positive with it, but leave the ego out of your wealth, because when you start like putting the ego, the lower mind, into how you're creating your wealth, all of a sudden fears might pop up like, oh my God, there's not going to be enough. What if I run out of money? What if I, whatever, you know, there's a lot of what ifs out there. And so here you are creating this, but also it's only money. Just know that. It's just paper. It's a representation of a amount of whatever the paper says. If it's a $1 bill or a $100 bill, it wouldn't matter. And that's another distinction of creating wealth. Whether you're creating a dollar or $100 at a time, don't make a difference. Like what I'm saying is, don't create a difference. Just create. Just be able to create all the wealth that you need at any one time. And just know, you could say, you know that with certainty, you know that you're going to have this happen. it's just going to be the way it is. So what if you as an individual started changing, changing your attitudes, your thoughts, yes, and I agree. There's in the chat room, money is energy. That's all it is. So think about energy. Think about the energetics of the money that you're creating. Nothing wrong with that. You could say you're tapping your energy into the aspect of money energy. And that's a good one too. You can't take it with you, so enjoy it. Yes, this is only meant for this world. And you could pass it on to your relatives, or you could give it away to charity at the end of your life. It doesn't matter what you do with it. Enjoy it. We came here to create, to enjoy, to be enjoyed, to have fun, despite some people's attitudes and ideas. And it's also, you could say, to overcome your ego and to learn to help others. Maybe you all of a sudden you create this great wealth, but before that you were always worried about money. So you want to hold on to it. So maybe you're not generous with it. Maybe I just got to hold on to it. I got to make sure I at least have, you know, $100 million in the bank, and then I'm okay. I'll be fine. Okay. But the ego side of this, you could say the yin and yang of this is, it's like learn to help others with the great wealth you're creating or with a little wealth. You know, let's say, you want to give to a certain charity. Well, give them $20. You're passing on your wealth to help others there. Let's say you want to give them $1,000. Well, give them $1,000 or more. It doesn't matter. And the reason why I say this is I want you to go back to your spiritual self. You know, like think of money as spiritual. Think of money as spiritual monopoly money. And so here you are tapping into that spiritual side. Now when you're spiritual, you want to be of service. You want to make the world a better place when you're of service, when you're in the spiritual mode of who you are. That's why I said the lower mind, the ego, you know, as you create your wealth, you know, you could say make sure you have enough to suit you and create more. But how would you say it? Think of money as spiritual. Think of you as spiritual and you connecting on a soul level with your money. And what I mean by a soul level is that you believe it, that you believe it deep down in the core of your body that I can do this. There's no problems here. And in the end, you could say the only problem is if you're not creating enough wealth or you don't think you have enough wealth, then it's your problem because maybe you're the way you think about it, the way you feel about it, what you're doing or not what you're doing for that matter. And think about on a soul level, when you start creating wealth, you're learning about money on a soul level. And then you become the custodian of this, all these funds, all this wealth you're creating. You could say with wealth, there's responsibility because you want to invest it right. You want to make sure that if you're giving it away to certain charities, that they're using it in a positive way, that they're really helping people, not just paying themselves a lot of money and the people really get nothing or very little. So, yeah. So you become the custodian of this wealth as you create your wealth. And you could say, how do you handle it mentally? How do I handle these funds? Well, when you're the custodian, you know what to do. In other words, you are seriously thinking how I can hold on to my funds that I'm creating. And you are seriously thinking what you can do with your funds to create. Maybe buy yourself a home. Maybe buy yourself a car that because your other car is falling apart. It doesn't run anymore. So it's you tapping into that beautiful side of you, that spiritual side of you, that side that allows you to see beyond the everyday world. That spiritual side of you that views the world differently, that spiritual side of you that allows you to view the world differently. So don't hate people because they're wealthy or they create lots of money in their lives. Be one of those creators, because when you become a creator, wow. Wow. You could say, is it going to make you happy? Well, yeah, then you won't have to worry about, paying your bills, because they're always going to be paid. Is it going to be a positive thing? Of course it is, because you're creating it. You're creating something from nothing here. And so don't think of money as being, it's greedy to have money. It's an evil thing. It's this, it's that, it's selfish. It's for spoiled little rich kids. Whatever you're saying to yourself about your financial situation, the funds that you create every day in your life. Money isn't evil. Money is neutral. It's what you think about it that makes it good or not so good. So think about it. You could say on a soul level, on a positive note. And think about how you can get what you want. Think about it in terms like this. I can have what I want when I want it. Well, how is that possible? Well, easy, because you're creating your own personal wealth. That's how you can have this. And you might think, well, that's easy for him to say. He's probably already done it. He's poor me. You see, when you go in that poor me mold, you could say you're pushing it away. And wealth comes in various ways. So just know that you have the talent, the ability, and I want you to think of money as in the spiritual terms. I want you to think of it as just spiritual. And if you think about it in those terms, I believe that you can start creating great wealth for yourself. But my show's over, and I want to thank all the beautiful men and women out there listening to my show. I send my love and gratitude to you all. And there's two great shows coming up right after me, and that is Mole Mama with Diana Silva. Great cooking show. Cupcakes and you name it. All those beautiful things that she creates. And after Diana's show, we're talking with Peggy Reese, and you'll be listening to her show. It's all Oh My Angels. Very entertaining. I like it. I like both shows, by the way. And all I'd like to say is there's only a couple things that are important for all of us, and that's peace and love. But I want you to go out this week, and I want you to think of money in spiritual terms, that you have this ability, just like Warren Buffett, just like any other wealthy, successful person out in this world of ours. So until next week, peace and love to all, and have a great week ahead. We'll talk, and hopefully no technical difficulties like I had earlier in the show. But until next week, peace and love. Have a great week ahead. Bye.
This is Psychic Cat. I see enlightenment in your future right here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world.
Peace and blessings, beautiful universal family. Life Coach Ade here, host of Soul Food for Your Consciousness and an advisor on 1-2Listen, 1-2Listen.com. And I just wanted to leave you some words of encouragement to remind you during times like this to take care of yourself. Take care of yourself emotionally. Take care of yourself mentally, physically, and spiritually. The only way to get through all of this madness, this challenging times, is to invest in yourself so that you can get through it with your sanity. You know, all that's going on is part of a growing pain. As a matter of fact, it's more of a birthing. Something new is being birthed. That's why it's important for us to stay open. I invite you to keep your heart open. Don't go numb. Pay attention to what you want and keep taking deep breaths in and out. Understand, there is no spot where God is not. Don't resist. Stay open. You will get through it, one moment at a time.